Online map censoring, are you?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, another person ready to go. Sweet.
Cool. That's the HTML version?
Yeah, that's
sweet.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Okay,
ready? So, yeah. So here's a funny story. When you go on Google and you search for Israel and you find, you look for online maps of Israel, next slide, then what you see is this. This is the best resolution that you can get of aerial imagery of Israel. Now, it's not because Google doesn't have the better resolution. It has it. But Google is bound by a United States law that requires it to not show pictures or images that are better than 2 pixels, 2 meters per pixel. So, next slide. So the state of Israel actually got this clause inside a U.S. law. It's the National Defense Authorization Act of 1997, basically limiting the dissemination of high-resolution imagery of the state of Israel. And that's a U.S. law, so that's kind of weird. So Israel is very paranoid about people seeing aerial imagery of Israel. Next slide. So when you go on Google and you look at Tel Aviv, this is the Israeli Pentagon, more or less. It's like the main headquarters of the army, center of Tel Aviv, capital of Israel. So that little trapezoid shape in the middle is the base. And this is like the best resolution that you can get. If I zoom in more, you're going to get it's going to be blurry again. So this is what you get on Google. Now, if you go on an Israeli map provider, you're going to get high resolution, but it's also censored by the state. So if you go on the next slide, you're going to see, I don't know if you can see the very eloquent Photoshop done on this, but someone planted like this huge central park in Tel Aviv, and that park doesn't exist. So so that's what you get on Israeli map provider. So question number one, can we diff these two versions of the maps to try to find these places that someone has censored? So that's the first question. Second question is, on the next slide. So now we have a new map provider in Israel, which censors this place like this. So basically pixelizing entire areas of interest.
3 minutes.
So again, a high-value target, and it's pixelated. Now, second question is, so what can we do with that? And can we manipulate these images using CV libraries, namely OpenCV or any other image manipulation techniques, to find these pixelated areas? So, for example, we've applied a Hau transformation on this image to find lines in the image. And that's just one technique. You know, we can try to think about other techniques that we can use to find pixelated areas. So basically two questions. Next slide. So one is that, small. So how can we diff two different images of the same area and try to programmatically see if they have been censored? And second of all, can we recognize pixelated areas within a single image? I'm starting to look at this. If there are any CV people that know this stuff and can suggest better methods to do this, please approach me. I would be happy to talk to us about you you get the idea. under time, but that's it.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot.
Great. Give them a round of applause. Thank you.